Primarily, I have two main tasks. The first is that I'm working on the MIRO science team. It's an instrument that's on the Rosetta Orbiter. It's called the Microwave Instrument for the Rosetta Orbiter. It measures the temperature of the comet, both on the surface and the subsurface temperatures of the comet down to a few centimeters. Second, it looks at what's called the rotational spectra of the gases that are being emitted from the comet. And so with that, we can tell what molecules are being emitted from the comet. And so specifically, I am looking for signals from either carbon monoxide or methanol that's being emitted from the comet.
Is that as hard as it sounds?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. Right now, the comet is emitting about a glass full of material a second. It's about 4 kilometers, which is a little bit less than 3 miles across. So it's emitting about a glass full of material every second. It's mostly water. So if you would imagine a glass of water that has like a little tiny bits of other things mixed in, a drop of methanol, a drop of carbon monoxide, and then if you spread that out over the entire surface of the comet and then trying to look for a few tiny molecules that are giving off a microwave signal that we pick up with our antenna, that's what I'm doing, is I'm looking for that tiny signal that's being emitted from the atmosphere of the comet.
Kind of a needle in a celestial haystack.
Yes, exactly.
You have another role, and you're dealing with some students trying to get them interested in science. Tell me about that.
For the past 10 weeks, I had about 60 high school students that I was working with, and I challenged them to make a lander similar to the Philae lander that just landed on the comet. The program was called JPL Startup. They would construct a launcher and a lander. So they would launch their lander from about 2 stories and hit a target that was 10 meters away, or about 33 feet away. Their lander had to remain undamaged when it hit the ground, and it had to do something robotically afterwards. A lot of the kids did a lot of different creative things. Some of them did really simple things, like just measuring the temperature and then having it on an LCD display. And there was one group that actually programmed a working rover that they could drive around and remote control via a tablet computer that they had. And they could also take pictures and transmit them wirelessly. I was really impressed with that group. They really exceeded my expectations there.
How do you think we can get students who may not be interested at this point to be interested in considering this as a career possibility?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think that the best way is to teach them more of the practical applications of science and engineering. In classes in school, it's normally a lot of math, and you have to memorize these formulas and then do a bunch of algebra and then solve to get some number that doesn't necessarily seem all that important. I think a better way to teach high school students would be to have them construct something that they're actually trying to launch and hit a target. That way, they see the application of the projectile motion equations and they understand exactly the significance of the angle at which they launch it and the speed of which they launch it. And they get more of an intuitive feel than just by working with the numbers.